bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your love. Thank you for your glory over our lives. We honor you, O Lord, for this beautiful week. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, for your kindness over us. We exalt you, Lord. We'll bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. We exalt you. You are God, and that is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, for this body carries your blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because this day we see new mercy. We see your love in another dimension. We receive your provision in another dimension. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. Glory be to your holy name. We honor you, Lord. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 8th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I wanted to stand upon the word of the Lord this morning and declare by his word that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare today that I release the voice of the Lord over this week. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this is a new week. I release your voice over this week. I release your voice over every gate of hindrance, over every gate of difficulty. I command them to be moved in the name of Jesus. I declare today that every day that is in this week will favor me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand by the word of the Lord. I declare that I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I am favored. I am lifted in the name of Jesus. I declare this morning, I take prophetic stand over this week. I declare that the blessings of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this week that you will release the blessing. You will release my portion unto me this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that you this week hear the word of the Lord every single day in you. Hear the voice of the Lord. I am blessed. I am favored. I am lifted. I am preserved in the name of Jesus. I declare that the failure of yesterday's, the failure of last week will not recycle itself in my new week. In the name of Jesus, I enter into this new week, into this new day by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak on my behalf today, speaks on my behalf this week. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me as a consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I overcome every noise of failure. Every noise of failures of yesterday, every noise of failure of last week, I overcome you in the name of Jesus. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I command every cloud of confusion, cloud of depression, I command you to scatter in the name of Jesus. I silence every whisper of evil, every whisper of failure, every whisper of tragedy. I silence you over my life in the name of Jesus. I receive the mercy of the Lord this week in the name of Jesus. Oh, I enthrone Abba Father over my week. I enthrone Abba Father over my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, your name is lifted high above my needs. Your name is lifted high above my desire, above the noise and confusions that is in this week, that is in this day. Your name is lifted high above my expectations in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day I rise in you. This day, this week, I rise in you in power. I rise in you in favor. I rise in you in mercy and in grace in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. Doors that resisted me before, I command you to open for me in the name of Jesus. I release the favor of God upon my week afresh, upon my life afresh in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the voice of the Lord becomes a command over my day, becomes a command over my week in the name of Jesus. Oh, I receive access to good things this week. I receive access to the goodness of God. I receive access to the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life in the name of Jesus. Darkness that I cannot divine will not have a place in my life in the name of Jesus. The light of God shines upon me. I will not walk in darkness, for my seat is not in the corners of darkness. My seat is not in the corners of death, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I receive the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy for second chance. I receive mercy for access to opportunities in the name of Jesus. This week, I receive access to opportunities in the name of Jesus. Oh, I partake in the feast of the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God responds to my urgent needs in the name of Jesus. I partake of the table of his mercy, of the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. I walk in alignment with the mercy of the Lord upon my life in the name of Jesus. I speak to my walk. I speak to the work that I do, and in my walking, I declare that you align with the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. My day, you align with the provision of God for me. My week, you align with the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I declare that in the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly lift up our voice and remember Nigeria in our prayer as we go this new week. I want you to lift up your voice and tell the Lord that the Lord will show mercy upon us in this nation in the name of Jesus. Pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will open a chapter of mercy. The scripture says that the Lord will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for this is the set time for Nigeria. Declare, Lord, you will arise and have mercy upon Nigeria, for this is the set time for Nigeria to be favored in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim Nigeria for you, our God, the government and the people, the land and all its wealth. Oh, we claim our borders for you in the name of Jesus. We declare that your mercy would speak over this nation in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the gospel. Oh, deliver not the soul of the righteous. Deliver not the soul of your people unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not, O Lord, the congregation of your people. Lord, will speak to you concerning the nation. Lord, have respect unto your covenant, for the dark places of this world, dark places of this earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Arise, O God, and fight for us. O Lord, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and plead our cause. Oh, arise, O God, and fight for us. Oh, for many are they that rises against the peace of this nation. Many are they that gathered against your word in this nation. Oh, Lord, that you will arise and you will render their weapon useless. You will scatter their coming together. Their wisdom, you will turn it to foolishness. Their counsel, you will turn it over them. In the name of Jesus, their gathering will be filled with confusion in the name of Jesus. You will arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the righteous. Lord, you will arise and stop the bloodshed. Arise, God, and fight, O God, for the honor of your name. Arise, O Lord, and have respect unto your covenant. For the dark places of this earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Father, arise and fight for us. Let your mercy speak over this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Like I've been saying, remember always to pray for Nigeria. Always remember to pray for this nation, that the hand of the Lord will be upon Nigeria, that God will arise and fight for us, that the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the righteous, that the mercy of the Lord will be upon your life even as you step out. Remember to always pray that the mercy of the Lord will be upon you and your household. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today is Monday, and like we do, I'm going to proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you live today from the book of Psalm 23, our anchor scripture for the month of December. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. This is the blessings of the Lord for you as you go today. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord arise and fight for you in the name of Jesus. You will not lack anything good, for the Lord will provide for you in an unimaginable way in the name of Jesus. The Lord command his blessing upon you and upon your storehouses. The Lord make you to lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside the still water. He restores your soul. The Lord leads you in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. No matter how the situation is dry, you will always find green pasture because the Lord leads you there in the name of Jesus. No matter how bad it becomes, he has declared unto you that the jar of your oil will not stop and the cruise of your wheat will not cease. Oh, there will always be bread in your house, and there will always be food on your table, because it is the Lord God that leads you to where the pasture is green. The Lord bless you and multiply the works of your hand. He is your shepherd. He has made provisions for you. The Lord lead you today. He leads you in the path of righteousness. It is the Lord that restores your soul. Upon his word I stand, and this I say concerning you, that every whisper of failure, whisper of sickness, whisper of diseases, whisper of evil, whisper of accident that is around your life, they are silenced in the name of Jesus. It is the Lord that restores your soul. It is the Abba Father that leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, the scripture says, even though when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I speak to you, even presently, you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Probably you are on the sick bed and the enemy is threatening to take away your life. Oh, the hand of healing of the Lord touches you today. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, whatever reports that you have been given that there is a particular sickness in your body and is threatening to take away your life, that is a shadow of death that is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But this is the word of the Lord for you. Fear no evil, for his rod and his staff, they comfort you. His rod and his staff. Oh, I lift up the rod of the Lord over this whisper, over this sickness in your body, and I chase them out in the name of Jesus. His staff, they comfort you. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord rub over you the anointing, the oil of healing, and the Lord comfort your soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, today the Lord prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Today, this week, the Lord prepare a feast of mercy for you, a feast of blessing, feast of favor, a feast that the enemy cannot take your hand away from. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The Lord bless you abundantly. It is the Lord himself that has prepared a feast for you. He prepares a table, a banquet of grace, a feast of mercy, a feast of his blessing, a banquet of favor for you this week in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you abundantly because he has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The Lord anoints your head with oil. The Lord anoints you with the oil of gladness. The Lord anoints your head that your cup runs over. Oh, the oil flows from your head down to the sole of your feet. The Lord anoints you with the oil of gladness. The Lord anoints you with the oil of greatness. The Lord anoints you with the oil of favor. He anoints you with the oil of joy. The Lord anoints you with the oil of of his blessing. So much more, the oil runs over all of your life, runs over your work, your ministry, your business, your children, your wife, runs over all over your life. The Lord pour his new wine into your cup and your cup runs over. You will never be thirsty again, for it is the Lord that has planted within you the river of life. It flows and no man can stop it. Oh, your cup runs over, and I declare upon you as you go today, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord. You will carry the presence of the Lord all through the days of your life in the name of Jesus. This blessing is permanent over your life as you go this week in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, rejoice, for the Lord has blessed you, for the Lord has given you victory this week. You walk through this week with blessing. You walk through this week with his grace upon your life. It is well with you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Let me remind you of our program that is coming up on the 18th of December 2025. By the grace of the Lord, next week, Thursday, is a wonderful time before the Lord. It's a time of praise. The theme for the program is Ebenezer Praise. It's a time we are going to come before the Lord and thank him for what he has done in our life, and a time to commit unto him as our helper for the year ahead of us. I want to especially invite you to be part of this program. The Lord has prepared his wonderful vessel for us to lead us into the presence of the Lord. Remember, the time is 12 noon by the grace of God, and the venue is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Remember, this is our last on-site program for year 2025, and I'm inviting you specially to enjoy the grace of the Lord with us. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you. And God bless you. Enjoy the mercy of the Lord.